morning, Casey. Hope you're having a great Monday. It is a Rockin' and Teresa show. So as you're getting ready to take your kids to school, Teresa turned me on to a show on Netflix that I had to watch. I want to bring it up because I think every parent, if you think you know your kids, you better think twice. I didn't realize how bad bullying is in high school with all the social media. Had no clue.
Right. It's the Selena Gomez-produced show that's on Netflix called 13 Reasons Why. It is about teen suicide. It is very difficult to watch.
It is.
Content warning. However, I feel that every parent should watch it because it does give you insight into exactly what teens are doing, how they are being bullied, ways that you may not be aware of, exactly how mean kids are to each other, which I feel is much worse than when I was growing up.
I agree. You and I were talking about this early this morning because this is a very important subject that we're going to mention because I was totally oblivious to this.
Mm-hmm.
I was very naive. And was it hard to watch? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But when you and I were texting back and forth, you're like, every parent should watch this. If you think you know your kid, just rethink it. That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
All right, trending topics coming up.
Brought to you by Ideal Image, the Advanced Med Spa. Get smooth skin in the new year with 60% off laser hair removal. Call 1-800-BE-IDEAL or visit idealimage.com.
So trending topics, the big thing, obviously, everyone's talking about the Grammys. It was the 60th annual Grammy Awards, and they were back in New York to honor that big anniversary. They'll go back to Los Angeles next year. And the big winner this year is Bruno Mars, nabbing all of the things he was nominated in. He walked away with Song and Record of the Year, along with Best R&B Song Album Performance. He had a great performance with Cardi B. This is his speech, and I love the story when he got mm-hmm. the coveted Album of the Year.
Can I tell y'all a story real quick? I'm 15 years old and I'm opening up a show in Hawaii called The Magic of Polynesia. I'm in front of a curtain and I'm singing songs. And my job in that show was to entertain about 1,000 people, 1,000 tourists from all over the world. I would put together a set list like 10 to 12 songs, and I'll be honest, I was incredible at 15. I was.
But be humble.
And later on in life, I found out that those songs that I was singing were written by either Babyface, Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, or Teddy Riley. And with those songs, I remember seeing it. I remember seeing it firsthand, people dancing that had never met each other from two sides of the globe, dancing with each other, toasting with each other, celebrating together. All I wanted to do with this album was that. And you know, those songs were written with nothing but joy and for one reason and for one reason only, and that's love. And that's all I wanted to bring with this album. And hopefully I could feel that again and see everybody dancing and everybody moving.
I think he accomplished it.
I love how positive that was.
Yeah, anytime his music comes on, I don't care if I'm in a bad mood or whatever, I definitely start to wiggle around. Kendrick Lamar opened the show along with the help of U2's Bono and The Edge and Dave Chappelle, and he walked away with four honors, including Best Rap Album and Best Rap Song. Scott Baio, back in the news today. He and his wife are hitting back at accusations that he behaved badly during his 80s sitcom Charles in Charge. His co-star Nicole Eggert tweeted Saturday that Baio behaved inappropriately with her, starting when she was only 14 and he was 25. Now, we know they had a relationship. They have both admitted that. He responded with a tweet calling her claims 100% lies. Within minutes, his wife, Renee, weighed in on Twitter saying that telling Eggert the actor's legal team served her with more than two cease and desist letters. And then Scott Baio said in a Facebook Live feed Saturday that he and Eggert had a relationship after she turned 18. Dr. Pepper, Snapple, and Keurig Green Mountain are merging. The deal announced today will create a company called Keurig Dr. Pepper with $11 billion in annual revenue.
Jeez.
Snapple's board of directors unanimously approved the merger. Dr. Pepper Snapple shares jumped 42% in pre-market trading after news of the deal broke. And did you make a New Year's resolution to cut back on drinking? Maybe you've stuck with it so far. What are we, January 29th? You've done mm-hmm. pretty good the entire month of January. Well, a new study out of England looked at 3,000 people who cut back on drinking last January and found, unfortunately, that by July, they were back to drinking as much as they normally do. The researchers say, quote, "We wanted to find out if motivation alone changes intake. Sadly, something more is required to make a difference." So I don't mean to be a downer, but you're still going to be an alcoholic by summer.
Turn the sound up.
Yo, what's up? It's G-Eazy.
Hi, I'm Zane.
D-S-C-E.
Come on, here we go.
Mix 93.3.